you're really great with doing harmonies as well. That's just
thank you. Yeah, I did my own harmonies on the track in the backing bit. Yeah,
I like that. And I will say this: not oversung. I'm getting fed up with looking at people online where they go, and it's like you say, I just want to hear the tune. Just want to hear the tune.
Yeah, it's a good beat as well. It's nice to appreciate the beat behind it. Thank you so much.
I like that. Thank you. I told you she was class. Your songwriting process, how does it work?
Well, normally when I'm on my own and doing writing, I tend to just think of things, and it just comes from nowhere, you know. I don't... before I met my producer, I never used to work with music behind any of my songs. I just used to do it all a cappella. And then I got this opportunity to work with a charity called Key Changes, who promote positive mental health through music and going to hospitals and putting on workshops. And I've been lucky enough to go to a hospital quite recently in somewhere in North London. I can't remember exactly where, but I went with my producer Johan and we did a workshop, and it was really lovely. And he's really great to work with, Johan Ahlström. He's awesome. He's part of Key Changes. And the way that we've been working together, he just does his magic on the computer and puts on a beat, and then we discuss whether we like it together, whether we're feeling it. And if we're feeling it, then he'll leave me to do my writing while he messes about, fixes it up, cleans it, and then we'll come back together and vibe with it and see how it feels and see how it sounds. And if it sounds great, then we continue with it. If not, then we still keep it, because he doesn't like to delete things, even if I think they're rubbish.
Yeah,
he always wants to keep it. So then we just, you know, put it to the side and rework it. And it's really good fun working with him. And I find writing with him a lot more powerful than just writing a cappella sometimes, because it means that there's like a shared vision behind a song that we're writing, and it's not just me saying, oh, can you make this sound on the guitar, can you do this, can you do that. So yeah, it's really good being working with him. I find it very easy to just write off the bat with no music, but then I also find it a lot easier to freestyle sometimes with a beat behind. So I'm quite versatile in that way, which my school find a bit annoying, because they always want you to have a vision of what you can, how you write, and like knowing how you write. But I just right either way, so.
whatever way I like.
Yeah.
They won't be listening, you can say that, that's fine. What's the best lyric you've written to date?
I think from one of my most personal songs, I wrote a song about my mom, about how much of a strong woman she is. And I've got a lyric in that song that says like, my mother's a hustler, doesn't sleep, doesn't eat, just to work even harder, thinks the world is against her, she needs better than best, and that's what I'm gonna give her. Yeah, I think that's just quite a personal song to me. So those lyrics are really like strong and powerful, and they're supposed to be empowering to her. So but she's never heard that song, so
now what song are you gonna do next for us?
I'm gonna do a song called New Real Love. It's the newest one that me and Johan have worked on. I think it's still funky, but it's not as like summery.
But
let me know what everyone thinks.
And I did say to her immediately, I said, Johan has got to be quite nice looking. Not that you offered that up, but I just thought, just as you said his name, I thought, he sounds like he's going to be really tall, very nice skin, sort of maybe blondish blue eyes.
He is blonde, yeah.
See, I can see him in my head already. Hiya, Johan.